With less and less young people coming to the church, I fear we're not going to be able to afford our zip lines anymore. The zip lines are like an integral part of the Sunday service. And we're barely making payments on the EDM prayer hall we got last year. I feel like if we don't get more people to the church, next month we're not going to be able to go to Disneyland. We're going to have to go the month after.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Where'd you get your furniture? I want to totally avoid that place. Hey, great house and everything, but where'd you get your furniture? Me and my wife would like to avoid that at all costs. Direct buy? You mean you actually joined that shitty fucking club?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Sending a best to you over there.
Best to you over there, Brian.
Sending a best to you out there in the podcast universe. Oh, wait, hold on. What's that I hear?
Is that the lawnmower?
Hey, boss. Hey, boss. I'm coming between 12 and 3 like you told me to. No, I said don't come between 12 and 3. Okay, boss. I got you. Anytime someone says boss, I know they're going to do the exact opposite of what was promised. Hey, boss, it's only going to cost $3,000 to tile that wall. Oh, okay, great. Thanks. So it's actually $6,000? More like $12,000. Hey, boss, got a little problem at the house. What's that? It fell down. But don't worry, boss. We're taking care of it. Twice the price. Okay, buddy. Thanks. I hate that fucking word. I hate when people call me boss. I was on a phone call with like a podcast thing, you know, where there are things being promised and talked about and all this. It was like, don't worry, boss. We got you covered. And I'm like, motherfucker. Lying straight to my face again, shithead. How about not call me boss? How about call me chief? Because chief, if you think boss means you're getting screwed, if they say chief, forget about it. You might as well empty your wallet and file for bankruptcy. Hey, chief. About that water line I promised to fix at the house. You're under 3 feet of water. Don't worry, chief. I got it covered. Chief. Chief and boss. That should be on our treaty. No more hey, boss. No more hey, chief. Chief and boss are out. Don't trust anyone who says hey, boss.
The boss treaty.
Yeah. Chief is the less often used, but more likely to screw you than hey, boss. Hey, boss, you're going to get mildly screwed. Hey, chief, which you don't hear very often, but if you hear, hey, chief, that means you're fucked. Fuck! Son of a bitch.
Oh, my gosh. At some point, we should compile all of our treaties.
Yeah, we should put it on the website, and then people can sign it. We'll have, yes, like, a little electronic signature thing, and then we'll send it to Biden and see what happens.
Special pen.
Biden's like
special pen into law. Yeah, that's right. No boss, no chief.
I'm super happy to announce the cheese is made of, the moon is made of cheese. Are you there, Biden? Hello?
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. Hey, chief. I'm going to sign this into law now. What are you signing into law? Not particularly sure, but it sounds great. I hate to get into politics, but I do have to agree sometimes. Sleepy Joe does look a little sleepy sometimes. But hey, the guy's like almost 90 years old.
I think he's 80.
He's 83 or something like that? 86? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. All of our politicians, these old men that... listen, I don't have any problem with an old man. Old men have a lot of experience under their belts, right?
Absolutely.
And so they've seen a lot of things. Old women, old men. I don't mind the age, but when you... when you start falling asleep at things, maybe you should reconsider. And you know what? Get a lawn care company that actually respects your wishes and won't put the lawnmower through the window while you're recording in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, well, they hurt us.
Oh, we'll just deal with it. Well, I mean, what are you going to do at this point? These guys are in so many of our episodes.
They are.
Blue, the kids, and the lawn care people are the fourth people in the studio. Yes. The third one being that fucking camera I can never get to work. Stupid son of a bitch. Hey, you know what I was thinking about? What Holdy and I were just talking about before we came on air was Octomom.
Yes.
Remember the Octomom?
I do.
That was the, like,
it was
so
sensational.
Sensational. And for like 3 months, it occupied space in our head that, like, rent free
everywhere over all of the magazines at the grocery store.
Dr. Phil.
She was all over TV.
Yeah. Was she the worst mom in the world?
Yeah,
was she the best mom
yeah.
in the world? You know, if she did a porn movie at one point, which I saw. Don't subject. Two Girls in a Cup is a better porn movie and probably more digestible. Yeah, she did. She did a porn movie at one point.
Got to pay for those kids.
Yeah, I agree. I don't knock her for doing the porn movie. You got to pay for those kids.
Yeah.
But it is not the most pleasant porn movie I've ever seen in my entire life. But so Chrissy and I just looked up like an update. Hey, where's Octomom? And Octomom is actually doing very well.
Yep.
And her eight kids have now graduated from eighth grade. So they're all off to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, they look like decent human beings.
They do.
Who would have thunk it?
Surprisingly.
Well, she kind of went underground. Well, I think that basically the
news cycle.
Yeah, the news cycle cycled out, and then she probably. But I imagine that after all that crush of attention, she had to get to the job of actually raising her children.
Yes.
It doesn't appear that she's married, but you know she's got to have some help. I mean, I cannot raise one of my children. I don't know how single parents do this.
I know.
And I have such a respect for them.
Absolutely.
To just raise one child and not have a partner that's helping you, but then to raise eight of them in the same stage of life at the same time. How can you change eight kids' diapers in a day? You know how many diapers we go through in a day on a child? Seven, eight.
Yeah.
So you're changing them every 3 hours? That's eight times three, carry the four. That's 1 million diapers a day. That's a crazy. I can't even imagine.
No,
I hope somebody bought her diapers for her.
Well, she did. There was a lot of donations that came in.
Okay, good.
When all of that happened.
You know who did not get donations? Kate from Kate Plus Eight. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
I think that's what got me started on this whole TLC thing.
Yeah,
I think it was Kate Plus Eight because I used to watch that show. Just because I disliked Kate so much, I would want to hate watch Kate.
Well, those two, they got divorced, right?
Really quickly.
Yeah,
like within a year or two of the show.
Well, kids will break you up real quick.
Yeah. Well, John, now I don't want to knock anybody's parenting skills, but at least on the television show, John was less interested in raising children. You know, Kate was all over them, but then Kate was a total army sergeant.
She was.
She would be like, you know, everybody in line, stand to the left, stand to the right, raise your hands, clean your ass, you know, wipe your balls. She was so persnickety with those children that I can only imagine the therapy bills that are coming from those kids because it was really, I mean, it was outrageous. She was outrageously tough on these children, in my opinion. And I wonder where they are. Where's Kate?
I know the last I heard was some of them had moved in with John.
Okay, so. There you go. John's like, come on in. There's move the pizza boxes and porn magazines to the right. You guys can sleep on the couch. Didn't they have a television show where like fall in love with Kate or something?
Did they?
Yeah, like
probably.
A dating show to meet Kate.
I don't know. I think it was the beginning of your TLC love. It was the end of my TLC love.
You mean you like TLC when they were just showing shows about pregnancy, about birthing, like actual scientific, where you could actually learn something?
Yes.
It's like KFC. TLC no longer stands for the Learning Channel. It's just TLC.
It's just TLC.
KFC no longer stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's just KFC because they can't verify that what's in that. I better not say that. I'll probably get sued. I'll get a cease and desist from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think some guy on the internet did. He got like a cease and desist because he kept on telling people that KFC, they couldn't verify the chicken was in KFC. When's the last time you had KFC?
Oh, God, it's been a long time. A long time.
Did you like it when you had it? No, it wasn't for me.
Medium, and I was like,
it was like, oh, just like a little too greasy for me. I didn't find it very appetizing. It wasn't like a big thing at our house. I think maybe once a year, my mom would bring that damn bucket of chicken home.
Yes,
and what it really was a bucket of oil.
Same.
Yeah, like greasy, slippery chicken. And
yeah, the bucket, and then like the mashed potatoes always kind of held a little space in my heart. But,
oh, really?
But. Then after a while, I mean, they just.
Do you remember back in the day when your mom used to make like the boxed mashed potatoes? Did your mom ever make
potatoes? She always did the potatoes, like real potatoes.
Don't know what happened to my mom, but she went boxed potatoes.
Yeah.
There was like five dishes that circulated in my house, and they would circulate over and over and over again. It would be tacos made with prefab taco seasoning.
Okay.
Right? I like that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fried chicken made with prefab chicken mix. So she would, you know, you just like dip the chicken in there.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake. We oftentimes had Hamburger Helper. That was one that circulated a lot, Hamburger Helper. There was a lot of potatoes in a box. Mm-hmm. There was cereal. Cereal was the thing that we had in my house. But the thing that made me kind of the most skeeved out, it was when my mom would do like the pork chop in a box, like the pork chop seasoning in a box.
Oh, yeah.
And that was always just so, I don't know, there was something so weird about it that I never really got used to the taste of it. Now, my mom was raising four children, four boys. So she had half the children Octo Mom did. I can only imagine the amount of Hamburger Helper that's going around that Octo Mom's house. So TLC has had, I mean, like, you know, they had Kate, and I think they did a thing on Octo Mom one time too.
Probably.
Now, in the 21st century, the moms that they are showcasing are way out there. Have you ever seen Darcy and Stacy? Do you know who Darcy and Stacy are?
No, but are they the ones, the twins?
The twins.
Okay, yeah.
They started on, I think, 90 Day Fiancé. She was one of the contestants. Contestants on 90 Day Fiancé.
Suspects?
Suspects, yeah. She was one of the suspects on 90 Day Fiancé. And so Darcy was. And then, of course, it didn't work out because Darcy's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But it didn't work out. And then she ended up going on the show again with a different guy. And then somehow, for some reason, they decided to give her own show with her twin sister.
Uh-huh.
And these ladies are independently wealthy. How they are, I have no idea, but they are. They have their own clothing line and all this stuff. And they're raising these two girls. Darcy is raising these two girls. And then her twin sister has just gotten married. But I just wanted to show you something because I noticed probably, I don't watch the show. It's not something that I watch. But I watch so much TLC, you can see the trailers for the show. And I noticed how quickly Darcy's face was changing because of, I can only imagine, plastic surgery.
Of course.
So I want to show you something that I found on the internet, Astra found on the internet, that was sent to me. This is a 3-year time difference between Stacy in 2020, or Darcy in 2020, and Darcy in 2023. You want to watch this?
Oh, yeah,
okay, I just want to show it to you.
I love it.
And I have a clip if we want to watch a clip, but hold on one second. Let me do this first.
Whoa.
Look at that. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can go and look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yikes.
On the left side is 2020. She looks very pretty.
Plastic, fantastic, yeah. But still
noticeable.
There?
Yeah, she's like a human. She's in the human range.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's in the human range. On a 1 to 10, she's like a 5. Could be a non-sentient being, could be a sentient being. But it's nothing outrageous. You see this all the time. This is not, you know, she's obviously had work done, but it's not that noticeable. Now, move over to the right side, 2023.
That's crazy.
I don't even know what happened. How do you even manufacture a face from that to that? How do you do that? Look at those cheeks. Obviously, she's had her cheeks raised. Obviously, she's had her nose done. Looks like she had some work on her forehead, on her chins, on her lips, her boobs. That's the least of anybody's concern. Look at the difference in the hair. Like, it's
the eyes.
The eyes. It's so
disturbing.
Disturbing. Mm-hmm. Just
make an avatar and go to the metaverse.
Yeah, go to the metaverse. Yeah. She looks like the metaverse
avatar.
You don't
have to actually get the surgery. You can just make yourself on the in AI.
Just do it.
Yeah.
But you know the lady who like made herself into the
cat woman?
Yeah, and it's a highly disturbing photograph. Darcy is heading in that direction. She's got to be a little, I think she should be a little bit cautious about the next move she makes with the plastic surgery because she's going to look like Catwoman pretty soon. That is disturbing to me. I'm sorry. And I'm not look shaming somebody. I'm not like, whatever you want to do to yourself, do to yourself. My personal opinion is that is way overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. She jumped in the deep end of the liposuction factory and came out the other end.
Oof.
That's insane.
So, I know. I can't stop looking at it.
I know.
Actually.
So now every time that I see a trailer for this show, Darcy and Stacy, I get
Does
super.
Does she look like that?
Do you want to watch do you want to see a little? Oh, that's not Darcy and Stacy.
That's going to be her in 5 years.
Yeah, that's going to be her in 5 years. She's going to look like Huck. Oh, there it is. Okay. Hold on one second. I can fix this. Hold on. Okay. Very rarely do we edit the show like that, but I wanted to make sure that we got this in because I've never even seen this show. So let's watch together. Let's watch 2 minutes of Darcy and Stacy together. 2 minutes, 30 seconds of Darcy and Stacy together. Here we go.
the tension between us, it's not because there's no twin wedding. That's not the point. Stacey's deflecting and not looking at the bigger picture. I think the real tension here is that she's...
I think her nose has been done so many times, she can't even breathe through it. Sounds like she's outside Michael Jackson.
No, that's what
completely changed since she started planning her wedding. She's been high-strung and condescending. And it's f***ed up.
Condescending? She can't even say condescending. Her nose is so stuffed up. Look at those lips.
The lips are just... I don't understand the lips.
I don't understand it either. They had lips in the first place. Why plump them up like pillows like that? That looks really weird.
Yeah, it does.
As soon as I said goodbye to Georgie, I was actually relieved.
Since they're twins, do they have to get like the exact same surgery?
No, they're not like that. That's another show on TLC where everything has to be done exactly the same way. They have to count their calories. They have to eat the exact same amount of food because they never want to be different than each other. They always want to be exactly the same.
Yeah, what happened to those two?
Well, those two are still on there. I'll get a clip of that. I'll play that one time.
Weren't they having sex with the same guy?
They were having sex with the same guy. They wanted to impregnate themselves at the exact same moment. So I can't even imagine the minutia of that. I guess they take turkey basters and just 3, 2, 1, go. I mean, that's so highly disturbing. These two, look at those lips. That is insane to me.
I know.
Please never do that to yourself. No matter how famous we get, don't do that to yourself. Don't worry. We're not going to get that famous ever. But if we were to, by some strange turn of the universe, we get that famous, don't do that to your lips,
no,
Chrissy.
No, we'll not be doing that to the lips.
Keep your lips under lock. Your lips are on lock. But you know what you can do? You could walk outside and tell those guys to shut the fuck up.
Using my lips.
Oh, my God. These poor listeners of ours, they're like, what's that? What? They have a lawnmower in the studio with them? We kind of do, because it's less than 2 feet away from me right now. All right.
I like it that they rev it up when they get close.
Yeah, you have to rev it up when you get close, because that's what you do, I guess. There's such a
Are
bunch
you
of
sure
assholes.
It's not Blue out there riding around on the lawnmower?
No, Blue's got a broken leg, so Blue is relegated. We actually had to put, like, we put paper on the bottom half of the windows. We taped it so she can't see outside, so she can't bark, so she can't get excited. She is supposed to be in a fucking crate for 10 weeks. 10 weeks. Wow. We are only 3 weeks from the surgery, and Blue will not sit still.
No, she won't.
No. Mm-mm. So at this point, I just throw my hands up in the air, and I said, let it be what it be, but if you ruin your brand new knee, I'm not getting you another one. It's kind of like with the kids. If you ruin that toy, I'm not getting you another one. I tell Blue, if you ruin that knee, I'm not getting you another one. You're out. No more. You're cut off. Insurance won't pay for the second one. So guess what, Blue? You're done. D-O-N-E. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
Hey, I thought we'd take a moment. Yeah, the show is called The Commercial Break, and every once in a while we do like to have fun with commercials. So I thought we would take some time to review a commercial.
Oh, good.
Do you remember back in the 90s, probably in the early 90s, there was a company called Direct Buy?
Yes.
Before Amazon, really before it. I mean, the internet was around, and there were some small e-commerce websites, but nothing like we have today. It's obviously a very immature business at that point. No one trusted giving their credit card number to a website. So no one bought anything off of the web unless
you
were...
No, you just sent checks in the mail.
Yeah, you would literally...
Cash.
Yeah, that's right. You would order it on the web, and then you would send a check for it. So 4 weeks later, you could receive it. It was the most ridiculous
COD,
thing ever.
COD, you remember COD? Cash on delivery. Yeah,
yeah,
cash on delivery.
I would oftentimes order my CDs that way,
yeah.
And then my dad would be like, the UPS guy wants a check? Oh, yeah, that's my, Sisters of Angel grunge rock band. That's a new Wilco album, Dad. Good. Go ahead and sign for that.
Give him a check.
Yeah. I'd come home and my mom would be like, the UPS guy came today and he wanted $12.95 for something. And I'd be like, oh, that's my new Pearl Jam album. I told him to go away. No, you're supposed to pay for it. COD. Isn't that better than stealing your credit card and telling him on the phone? I'd ordered so many things COD and my parents never paid for it. It always got sent back. They're always like, later. But COD was the coolest concept.
It was,
yeah, you didn't have to pay COD for
anything.
Those of you that don't know.
You just ordered it. It actually came to your door.
It came to your door.
And then you had to pay for then.
Right then. The guy had to take a check right there. It's a check or cash right there.
That makes no sense.
It made no sense whatsoever. How many UPS delivery drivers got just rich as shit because they were like, cash? Whoop. I don't know. I'm just saying. But Direct Buy is one of these early... discount providers of all kind of stuff for your house. And here I thought we'd take a listen to the Direct Buy infomercial from the early to mid 90s. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. I found an old Direct Buy infomercial. Let's take a yonder.
This is the program that retail...
Oops, sorry.
...for your home. This is the program that retailers don't want you to see because of the information about to be disclosed. They don't want you...
John, it's me, retailer. We've got to get this Direct Buy commercial off the air now. I don't want them to see this. If they know they can buy couches for $100 off, they're never coming in the store again.
To learn just how much money you've been giving away to retail markups on items you purchase for your home, all because you don't know how to buy like the insiders do. If you own a home, big...
The insiders. Or...
I didn't realize there were insiders for furniture buying. Who's an insider?
People in the know.
I could just see two people meeting, like a guy, like a cloak and dagger type situation. Right. Running away from people, changing cabs, ends up in an alleyway. It's rainy. Someone's got a hat on.
There's a manila envelope.
Yeah. There's a manila envelope. Here. You can buy that waterbed for $50 less. Oh, great. What's your name? No names! I'm an insider. I could get in real trouble for giving you this information.
Small, new, or not so new. If you're building, remodeling, or simply redecorating a room, there's now a way to buy everything you need at prices you never imagined possible. No store markups, just top quality name brand products, all available at the price the manufacturers and their authorized distributors will sell a product for. Not
so let me get this straight. Price. You got a catalog. And you're going to distribute that to the people who call you up. This is the most ridiculous concept I've ever heard in my entire life. Of course there were discount stores back then. Of course you could go and get discounts on stuff. But if you paid by direct, $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling, they would send you a catalog where you could buy a faucet at 30% off.
I mean, you want to be an insider? Do you want to be an insider or do you not want to be an insider?
Do you want to be an insider? Or do you want to continue to be on the outside? Do you want to come in the tree of trust? With the special discounts for anything in your home, old, new, big, small? Or do you want to continue to buy with the regular people? Right. See a bunch of old people at home. We have to be insiders. Janet, get my walker. We're going to become insiders. All our life we've been paying full price.
You find at the stores. Now you too can be on the inside track and stop giving your money away every time you buy something for your home. Here to tell you more about how to buy like the insiders do from a Direct Buy showroom is your host, Lisa Hart.
I don't know about you, Lisa, but it seems Hart, like
Lisa
from
Hart from the Entertainment Tonight. No, different Lisa Hart. Oh. I was disappointed to learn that also.
Always something to buy for my home. And it doesn't matter if your house is new or old, if you're remodeling or rebuilding, or just buying a little something for around the house. Have you ever...
Or just buying a little something for the house. You know, like a king-size bed with a chest of drawers and two chairs on the side.
Are they still around? Because I'm interested in a new dresser.
Oh, you are? Yeah, they're still around. It's called IKEA.
Yeah. Or Costco.
Yeah, the cost or the dump. The dump to the dump to the dump, dump, dump. Such an awful commercial.
It really is.
All the items you need for your home? It's thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. Well, no need to worry anymore.
We are literally not going to charge you anything for any of this. No need to worry anymore. Being a part of the Direct Buy Club. I know.
I've been worried.
Chrissy. Don't worry about buying that new house.
I haven't had good sleep lately. You know, it's been keeping me up at night.
How much you're paying for?
I mean, how much I'm paying
for furniture? Let me tell you something. You got to do it like the insiders do. Okay. Insiders pay for nothing. They literally get houses built for them for free. But you have to be part of the Direct Buy Club. Astrid and I joined the Direct Buy Club over 3 years ago, and we've been paying nothing for our furniture since. It's just a small one-time $10,000 fee plus $699 a month and $499 shipping and handling. And we have literally gotten two office chairs for free. We never got charged for them. And if you act now, I know that you can get this free discount magazine where the insiders pay nothing for the paper. Just remember.
We're going to show you how to get most everything you want and need for your home at prices even lower than sale prices.
We've been members for a little over 2 years, and we've saved, I think, well over $20,000.
Why do those people look like they've been taken hostage by the Direct Buy Club?
I don't know, UK. You've got to love the testimonials.
Yeah, testimonials are great. Where do they find these people? Where do you find these people? I mean, I'm asking a serious question. And well, how much do they get paid to do this?
They're real customers,
I'm sure that they are. Yeah. They're like, how the fuck do we get out of this Direct Buy thing? If you sit
like
down and
tell...
Yeah. For every one couple you bring in, you're closer to getting out.
Probably almost in excess of $18,000.
This is going to sound crazy, but we saved almost $20,000.
This is going to sound crazy, but
what?
I want the fuck out of Direct Buy.
20,000.
Chrissy, this is going to sound crazy, but I've literally been held hostage for 4 years by Direct Buy. $20,000. How much did you pay? How much did you pay to be a part of Direct Buy? $20,000. It's scratch.
Saved. Not spent. Saved $20,000.
Total of over $25,000 in the last 8 months.
These folders represent the last 7 or 8 months of my purchases at Direct Buy.
Damn.
Damn.
She's buying a lot of shit.
Yeah.
She She's got
how many houses do you have? She's got all these folders. These folders represent every time Direct Buy screwed me over. And why are you keeping track of your furniture purchases like that? Do you put your furniture purchases in an envelope?
No, but I mean, I guess folders? It's all online, whatever.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
So
it's
you
not,
had
yeah,
to
it wasn't the same
have a paper
then.
Trail back then.
Yeah. But her hair looks great.
It does.
This here represents about a $30,000 to $40,000 savings overall.
We have saved about $50,000.
I figure with this house and all that I've saved over between $100,000 and $150,000.
I like her
it
house.
It just keeps getting better.
I mean, she's yeah. got the crystal laid out in the background there. It looks like she's at like in Malibu
yeah.
or something.
She's
background.
Living high on the hog.
She's an insider.
She's an insider.
That's how she got
yes.
all of that.
She's also got entirely too much time on her hands. Who spends $150,000 on shit for their house in the last 4 months? I mean, unless you're building a house, I guess.
Direct Buy is part of a buying organization started over 30 years ago by people who were fed up with the high markups retailers charge on things like furniture, flooring, and other items for your home.
Oh, yeah, it was just they like, realized- it was a band, it was a group of people.
Yeah.
we're fed up. We're, I'm
picturing- Hear ye. To all those fed up with paying high prices from the outside, we are now the inside. We will band together and get up to 5% off on all of our items. It's the second American Revolution. Direct buying. Yeah.
So, in other words, you don't have a shitty contractor in the middle calling you, hey, boss. We take the high boss out of all your buying. No chief here.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no real business model that they thought of. It was just people were fed up.
Yeah, people were fed up. Yeah. You know what they did? They took the, like, again, they took the shitty general contractor out of the middle of the situation because that's what happens. You buy a box of tile. You know what they do? They go to Floor and Decor and then they charge you twice for it. That's what happens.
Consumers, by paying retail, we are simply losing money that we can never get back. Today, there are more than
Well, every time I buy something, I'm spending money I can never get back. It's kind of a dumb thing to say.
100 direct buy centers are...
Sir, enjoy your brand new 1,000-inch screen TV, and we'll send your money back in 30 days. Welcome to Direct Buy.
Across North America, saving hundreds of thousands of members millions of dollars every year.
Hi, I'm Tony Galata. This is my wife, Carrie Galata. This is our house, my wife's dream house. And we furnish most everything in this house with products from Direct Buy. That fixture was over
$1,600. Over $1,600. We've got it for about $758 through Direct Buy.
This is the hearth room.
Did you also get your acid wash jeans seven sizes too big from Direct Buy?
They did.
Yes.
I think they did.
I wouldn't. This house, the way the house is decorated. Even for the 90s, it's pretty bad.
Kitchen area, this couch, we saw it some other retailers. It was approximately $2,000. We picked it up at Direct Buy for around $900. The tile and the floor, we picked out at Direct Buy. The bar stools, we picked out at Direct Buy.
Everything! Direct
Buy!
House.
Our kids, we picked out at Direct Buy. Normally, Octomom was selling them for $7,000. We got this one for $3,000. He doesn't talk much. But that's okay. Looks great on the new couch.
With one of his decor.
Isn't that right, Octo son? Show him your new bar stools there, Octo son.
Then we also purchased the breakfast table and chairs. We look at that table some other places.
This is the worst furniture I've ever seen.
I know.
Yeah. They're just buying the cheap version of the real stuff for less money. just like when you go buy a box of cereal or when you go buy a drink at the bar, furniture is marked up 100%.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
100% markup business. And that's why places like The Dump can sell you stuff. You know what they do is that a manufacturer will make a bunch of stuff and then they can't sell half of it. So they put it out on these like discount platforms like the dump or a website or whatever, Amazon, whatever it is. This is just an early version of that whole scheme. This is the shitty furniture we couldn't get rid of, so now you get it for 30% off.
Exactly.
What's that table carrying?
They ran around $3,500 and we picked it up for around $1,500.
$3,500 for a fucking table? A round table with four chairs?
Yeah.
I bought my table for like, you know, $30 or something like that. It also has crayon marks all over it, but...
It was quite a big savings for us.
This particular house was a parade of homes house. It had probably close to over 2,000 people come through it. And one of the comments all the people made was, where did you get your furniture? Where did you get...
Where did you get your furniture? I want to totally avoid that place. Hey, great house and everything, but where'd you get your furniture? Me and my wife would like to avoid that at all costs. Direct buy? You mean you'd actually join that shitty fucking club?
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, we're on our way to the really nice looking home, so we'll see you later. I think they start with the worst and then they go to the best. You're number one on the list. The parade of homes. Homes can't parade. That's such a lie. And I've been on a couple of parade of homes type thing, like a home tour.
Yeah.
Never saw furniture like this in a parade of homes. I wonder where these two are today. You think they look back on this and go, wow, we got taken for a ride with that direct buy shit.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? So they were pleasantly surprised when we told them direct buy and they were like, you're kidding. It's the same place we see on TV. So
you're kidding. You joined that.
You're kidding. You're a cheap asshole. I thought that was for trailer park people, but nope. Is that that place where a bunch of people got together and said, no longer are we going to pay those markups? Well, that's a dumb fucking idea. I bet this guy is like the chairman of the board of Direct Buy.
Yes. About $100,000 just furnishing this house. And I was just like, oh, if you only knew how much we really spent. It wasn't even near that.
Compared to any other way of buying, Direct Buy stands alone. It makes you an industry insider.
It stands alone as the shittiest way to buy furniture. And what happens? You like buy? I'm curious as to the minutia of this. So you like pick it out of a catalog,
yeah,
and then
I mean,
it shows
she's
up. She's
at, I guess, the warehouse.
Yeah,
looks like you know, there's samples.
Soundstage number one. Yeah,
there's sampling going on in the background.
There's a bunch of people sitting at desks
picking it out. Yeah. But seems like maybe you just. It's not that complicated.
No, they give you a magazine, and then you pick what you want, and then they ship it to your home eventually. Remember right? Back then?
Yeah.
Back then, you ordered something on TV months to get there. Yeah, no one was in any rush. Now people throw a hissy fit if it's not there the next day.
Next day, yeah.
But back then, I'm telling you, kids, you guys got it easy. You really, really, really do have it fantastic. You know, it's a much shittier world we live in today, but back then, you didn't get your stuff quite as fast.
You'll enjoy access to thousands of products at a single location, all at direct prices. In most cases, you choose from the manufacturer's entire product lines in categories such as windows, flooring, lighting, plumbing fixtures, cabinets, appliances, and even furniture. You get the same exact items you'd find in a store with the same manufacturer's warranties. You just pay a whole lot less. Design, delivery, and installation services are all available at your local Direct Buy center.
Oh, there's a Direct Buy center. You would actually go somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I was
did
saying.
Not know that.
Yeah, because she said earlier that there were hundreds of locations across North America.
Wait, hundreds of locations across America? So they built a whole infrastructure, like physical buildings around this?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a lot more complicated than I imagined. Yeah, Direct Buy really had to keep that money flowing. They had a bunch of buildings.
Since Direct Buy doesn't mark up the merchandise like retailers do, there's never any pressure to buy. You shop in a comfortable, friendly environment, free from the sales pressure found in a typical store.
It's like a showroom type.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of books, and you flip through them, and then somebody helps you buy, and then they probably...
Don't you want the upgrade?
Yeah, don't you want the upgrade? If you're going to buy the shitty poo-poo brown couch... Why don't you get yourself a shitty poo-poo brown throw to go on there?
The ottoman.
And right now, if you act quick, we've got another Octosun available. Now, limited time, we've got Kate plus eight children available to go with your poo-poo brown couch.
A private club than a store. And while you're busy saving money,
it's more like a private club than a store.
You're an insider.
Wow. What if they have like stripper? Like there's a back room somewhere?
Yeah.
And while the woman's shopping, the men are getting lap dances.
A champagne room.
From the real Lisa Hart from Entertainment Tonight. You're going to walk away with some bar stools today. Yeah. Show me your bar stool, baby. Where are my children? Don't worry about it.
Your kids will be busy playing in an area that's designed especially for them.
Oh.
Yeah, they take the kids away.
Yeah, they take the kids away. They put them in the 5x5 cell.
With all the other germy kids.
Yeah, with all the other germy kids and all the other germy toys. Yes. Nothing strikes fear into the heart of a parent like that corner of a store where the toys haven't been wiped down since 1992. Right. And your kids instantaneously go and put them in your mouth. Look, Daddy! It's a kitten! Oh, okay. Don't touch it! I'm putting my tongue all over it! Nothing like giving your kids encephalitis at your local Direct Buy Club. For a limited time, you can take these encephalitis-filled children home with you. And if you forget your children, don't worry. We'll lock them conveniently in the store.
From the price you pay to the way you shop, everything at Direct Buy is designed to make your experience easy and enjoyable.
Does this lady have a volume button on her voice? Like, even when she's excited, she's... People like that creep me out.
Yeah.
Look at her mouth.
I know.
That's the Direct Buy difference.
At Direct Buy, you just feel like you're at home. You know, it's a very comfortable environment that makes shopping easy. There's someone there.
I would hope a furniture store feels like home. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking.
That's a stupid thing to say.
Help you make sure your fabrics go together well, that the, you know, that even the lighting in your house is going to reflect the true colors.
Look at that. Did you see that guy? Look at the guy with this lady.
Totally.
Yeah. He's like, he's doing SOS with his eyes. He's like, help. I've been kidnapped.
And where are they? Like a doctor's office?
Yeah, they're at the doctor's office, also known as their home.
Go together well, that the, you know, that even the lighting in your house is going to reflect the true colors.
The staff that we've dealt with at Direct Buy has been exemplary.
I got 2 blowjobs when I was there. And my children, still over there playing. I haven't seen them in weeks.
People there are knowledgeable.
But I feel like I'm going to a club because I know everybody there.
Our experiences have been just positive across the board. It's like walking into Cheers. Like, hey,
how are you?
Why lose money paying...
Hey, suckers! Cheers! I'm getting making more commission.
Come on in.
Yeah, come on in. We all need a commission check. It's Christmas time.
Detail if you no longer have to. Take a look at this old, outdated master bedroom. What would you say if I told you at Direct Buy you could transform this room into this new, completely redecorated master bedroom and keep...
Take a look at this outdated bedroom. What if I could tell you you could update that outdated bedroom with another outdated bedroom? What would you say to that?
Just a newer date.
Yeah.
Over $2,000 in your pocket compared to what you would pay even on sale prices. Let's take a closer look. This 4-piece cherry bedroom set is the highlight of our new room. This bedroom set might have an MSRP that's higher, but the actual store selling price for these 4 items comes to $3,496. It's very good quality from a well-known manufacturer, and it seems to be a good deal for such a nice set. But let's take a closer look at that price. Did you know in the home furnishing area alone, stores enjoy a gross margin of 43.3%?
Okay, you had me at outdated furniture, lady.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had physical stores. I don't remember that part of it. But
go.
I guess I do remember driving by a Direct Buyer, too.
Yeah, they're like a warehouse
type. Yeah, they had them up in like Gwinnett or something like that. I mean, here in Georgia, they had them in Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like I'm curious to know, do you actually pay anything to be part of Direct Buy, or was it just that
you're paying?
Oh, yeah. You have 30 days to spend $10,000 with us, or you're out.
It's me, Mr. Insider. I can see here on the Insider's website that you have yet to purchase $10,000 worth of furniture. We're going to sell your children.
What is are insane.
And then you got the old lady who spent over 150 grand on her really, really nice house on the lake. But I'm going to guess that that little old lady just likes to go in and talk to people.
Yeah.
And that's why she spent so much money.
I think those people were paid actors. I mean, so there's that.
I definitely don't think they were. I definitely don't think they were actors, but they probably were paid. Because not one of them was convincing.
But that made it convincing.
Yeah, that made it convincing. All right, well, it's time for the show to end now that the lawn guys have stopped cutting the lawn. So
that was sweet
right
of them.
On time. Yeah, right. Sweet of them to spend the 45 minutes cutting the lawn right when we're in the middle of recording. But thank you very much for putting up with it. You know, we're just trying to do it here, Chrissy. That's all we're trying to do is have a little fun.
We're a little, make little people gray laugh. Pony.
Yeah. Hey, boss. We'll be back. We'll be back next time, boss.
Whenever you're recording next, we'll be back.
Yeah. And hey, you, boss, out there in the podcast universe, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Listen to all the audio, watch all the video. It's all right there at tcbpodcast.com. And if you want your free 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month, we'd love to give you one. Not an ejaculation, but an actual sticker. So do us a favor, hit the contact us button, send us your address. We'll send you a sticker and a couple other little goodies. 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383, anywhere in the world, toll free. We'll pick up the charges. Text us your comments, questions, concerns, and content ideas. We'd love to hear from you. We respond, never spam. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and TCB Podcast on TikTok. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's... Oh, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say. Goodbye.